We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Nick McNamara joined here this next segment by Dan Watkins. He's the VFW Post 1786 commander. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, absolutely. And last time I remembered we talked was in December, and I said I'd say Happy New Year.
That's right.
So here we are with our new year.
It is a busy time of year here, I'm sure, for you guys at the Post here. Let's start with some calls to action, I guess, we have here.
Yeah, so last week, through our Facebook page, I got contacted by somebody from Junction City, and it's for a Vietnam veteran. His name is Sergeant David Lockton, and he's from Junction City. And usually when we do these call to actions, there's some family members and stuff present. But unfortunately, this veteran didn't have any family. So I reached out to some folks and reached out to some more folks, and it looks like it's gone pretty much national for the recognition. And I know we've talked about it, and this is what we do. We're going to have a really good showing tomorrow. Ceremonies at Fort Riley Cemetery at 1:30. And I would encourage anybody that's out there, if you're not doing anything about 1:30 tomorrow, to come out to pay him his last respects. It's going to be full military honors, and we'll be posting our colors. And if somebody would like to hold a flag, American flag, we might even have one for somebody to post a flag with us if they'd like to. So, again, just show up and pay him his last respects.
Well, that's always great that you can get these out here to let the people know here when there is something like this. Do we know anything about him? What his service was?
He's a Vietnam veteran. He was in from 1969 to I think it was 1989, and he was retired out of the military. And from talking to some other folks in Junction City, he was an active member of the American Legion there. So. And that's where the original posting came from, was the American Legion, and posted it on there. So, and we, of course, went through social media and got it all posted for us. And love to have everybody out there. It's humbling, but it's humbling. Okay, let's move on.
Absolutely.
Because it always, you know, it's kind of sad starting out the year like this. But, you know, we can show the world, and I'm going to say it for what it's worth, that we truly cherish our Vietnam veterans today.
Absolutely. Well, what else do you have coming up here?
Well, let's get on a positive note.
Okay.
So, if everybody remembers last year, we had, not last year, 2018, 2019 year, we had high school student, Voice of Democracy, state winner. Didn't do so good with that this year. Mm-hmm. Didn't do so good with teacher. Didn't do so good with the middle school kids. But out of over 1,000 entries this year, we have the State Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. And that officer's name is Michael Wagengraft. He is a Riley County Police Department officer. And reviewing his citation and talking to some of the other officers at Riley County PD, they said that he is truly a humble man. He said, I don't want any awards. I don't want any of this. I don't want any of that. But he is he's Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. So his nomination, after winning state, he's going to go to compete with the 50 states and the 4 provinces to see where he places for the National VFW Officer of the Year. Phenomenal, phenomenal officer.
No, that's great.
So I'm just happy about that. And we'll keep you updated. We'll probably do his award at the law board meeting. I'll get with Director Butler and see when we're going to do that, and then, you know, kind of let everybody know when the national award and state and all this other stuff's going to be. So,
yeah, by the way, the law board typically meets today, but they push their meeting back to Thursday this week at noon. So I don't know if it'll happen that quickly.
Maybe. It won't happen that quickly because we have to get his plaque from us, mm-hmm. and then I have to contact the people from the department, get all the people above me to find out how we're going to do it and stuff. But that's what I'm going to recommend, is we do it at the law board meeting.
Okay.
So
it seems like Director Butler's a good partner for you in a lot of these ventures. He seems very active and very open to working with you on recognitions like this, and even things like the flag raising out in front of RCPD headquarters.
Oh, yeah, it was. And on that note, Nick, that flag raising was right after Riley County became the first county in the state of Kansas to be a POW/MIA county. And we have a really good developing relationship with Director Butler and the RCPD, one that's kind of been there in the past, but we're actually broadening that, working together on some of these things. So it's phenomenal.
Very good. Well, that's some great news. You have your monthly meeting tonight, as I understand?
Right. Our monthly meeting is tonight at 7 p.m., 1231 Points, and it is the third Monday. And even though today is Martin Luther King Day, we're still having it because we're going to do kind of a brief recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King because, in my eyes, what a phenomenal man. Phenomenal man for his vision and his vision of everybody's equal.
Yeah. He stood for a lot of good in the world. And we were talking earlier how it's surprising they haven't put him on U.S. currency yet. I think that would be a good move, but that's just my opinion.
I think it would be too. You know, give him a quarter or bring back silver dollars.
Hey, there you go.
For 50-cent pieces. There you go.
Or even the gold dollars, if you remember
those. Oh, yeah,
those
gold dollars, yeah. You know, my great-great-grandmother's on one. Great-great-great-one. Sacagawea, I'm related to her, so.
Right on. Okay.
Like way back.
Very cool. Well, so that's coming up tonight here, the monthly meeting. What else? You have some other events coming up?
We got a lot of stuff coming up, but since it's just January, one of the biggest ones in the next few months that we have coming up is our Memorial Day ceremony that we have every Memorial Day. This year it's May 25th, and that's going to be at noon at Valley View Memorial Park, but we're also going to have our dedication for the Veterans Memorial Walk. And what this is a brick. And it can be a veteran that is either living or dead. They can purchase a brick from us, and that brick will go into that walkway. And where that walkway is going to be is if when you go into Valley View Memorial Cemetery, we have our VFW Memorial that they graciously donated that land for. And then when you look up the pathway where the statue of Jesus is, there's some grass in between there, and Valley View Memorial Park actually donated all of that land to us. So we're going to put the bricks in there. We're going to have a nice plaque, and we do have a sponsor for it, pending approval from their board of directors, and we're really looking forward to it. And the price of those bricks are going to be $75. $50 of that will go into the Memorial Walk Fund, and then the other $25, of course, is going to pay, you know, the cemetery for their upkeep and whatnot. And what that means is if somebody can show that they have a veteran that has died and they're not monetarily available, they don't have the money available to buy one, we will actually pay for that brick for them to put in that walk. So, big project. Something else that I've been doing some research on here, and anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but next year will be the Manhattan VFW Post's 90th anniversary.
Well, that's a big
it was
birthday.
Chartered in 1931, and I think K-State's the only one that's even close to that that's still in business. And it was like 1863. But, you know, Fort Riley, K-State, and I really can't find anything else that's even close. You know, 40s, 50s, but we're really looking forward to that. We're going to start planning for that this year. Where that's going to be at, don't know yet, but there's been some talk of, we'll just leave it as don't know yet.
Okay.
Let's see, our meetings, Memorial Day ceremony.
You got the event on February 1st at the mall, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, the event on February 1st, and it is the community fair. It's from 10 to 3, and we will be setting up our district information table, which is pretty much here, Abilene, Junction City, Harrington, Wakefield, kind of the VFW posts that surround Fort Riley. And what that is that's for any veteran member or even the public, stop by and see what the Manhattan VFW and what all the other ones are about. We'll have some representatives there from all those posts. We'll even have some members present from the auxiliary to talk to people that might be interested in joining our post auxiliary. And that's an easy one. If you have a blood relative, father, mother, daughter, son, grandmother, grandfather, you're eligible to join the auxiliary. That if as long as they served in combat and are eligible to join the VFW, or they are the VFW, they can join the auxiliary. And we're still looking for VFW riders. Anybody that's got a motorcycle, we have a Facebook page for that, and anybody is welcome to come ride. The only stipulation too, if you want to be a VFW rider, is you have to be eligible to be a member of the VFW.
Okay.
But if you want to show up and ride, all you got to do is let us know.
Very good. Getting back to the bricks, is there a deadline that they need to purchase those by, or?
Nope. This is going to be an ongoing project.
Okay.
And we're looking at a rough estimate. I think it was about 500.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pretty big area. It's 100 and I gotta think it's one of these. Yeah, it's about 2.5 feet wide, almost three feet wide, and it's 120 feet long. So that's a lot of bricks.
Yeah, that is.
So yeah, there's no deadline for this, and just touching on that again, what they approved out there is once that walkway's full, we're gonna take it around the middle, and that. So the whole center of Valley View Memorial Park there is going to be our memorial, is going to be the memorial walk. Awesome.
So
that's your minute call time.
I was wondering, I'm looking, we got 2 minutes. No, we don't quite yet. So again, great things happening. If you're a veteran and you served in combat or Korea, stop by any third Monday, contact us on our Facebook page. And we'll be more than happy to work with you or do whatever you need.
All right. You can find them at VFW Post 1786 on Facebook. Commander Dan Watkins, our guest here this morning. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Nick. Love you guys.
Thanks for coming out. One of these days I need to get my motorcycle running, and I'll come out there and do a ride with you guys.
We're working on it. We're working on it. We're working on it. So hopefully this year we can build that up.
I'm working on the bike, too, so we'll see about that. Anyway, that's it for In Focus. Check it out archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. The GMCF Community Hour is coming up at the top of the hour.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.